Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, oh by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. As Frank Sinatra sang, well, you know, I would sing it for you right now, except that I don't want to ruin that song for you for the rest of your life. You see, I was going to do a show on both mistletoe and holly, but I found the research on mistletoe so fascinating, really did, that I said, all right, this one is just on mistletoe. So before you kiss under the mistletoe, let's learn a little bit about it. There are over 1,000 varieties of mistletoe worldwide, grows in many different types of zones, from deserts to mountains. They are parasitic plants, meaning that they take something from the host plant and they will eventually cause it harm. There are mistletoes that, now this is pretty crazy, that are mistletoes that are parasitic on other mistletoes. So here you go, you have a host plant, and then there's a mistletoe parasitic taking something from it. And then you have another mistletoe on that mistletoe taking something from it. I guess that's like a tag team at its worst. Well, when the mistletoe seed germinates on a host plant, the radical, if you don't know this in a seed, the radical is the first thing that comes out, and that becomes the true root. It's a new root. Well, it's looking for an opening in the bark of the host plant, and it will eventually penetrate into it and get into the two living parts, really there's three living parts, cambium, xylem, and phloem. The cambium's job is to make new xylem and phloem, but this radical goes in and penetrates the xylem and phloem. The xylem is, its job is to transport water and nutrients, and the phloem is transporting food. And what it's doing is, it is now taking things that are vital for the host plant to survive, it's taking it from it. Mistletoe is actually a hemiparasitic plant. And what that really means is, think about this. It's green, so it actually has chlorophyll, so it makes its own food. So it doesn't really need to be doing all this. It could do a little stealing, but doesn't need to be doing all the stealing that it's doing. So it's causing harm to that host plant. Well, the mistletoe that grows in the U.S., most of them grow on deciduous trees. And deciduous trees are trees that drop their leaves. Well, then it's easy to find mistletoe in the fall and the winter because you're looking for something green that is growing on a plant that has dropped its leaves. So you see, you can, wintertime, go mistletoe hunting in deciduous forests. The white berries, they're toxic to humans, but researchers are experimenting and they're finding some of the compounds in the plants and they're trying to use them for medicinal purposes. And that's what scientists do. It is research all the time. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. The problem that farmers encounter with mistletoe is the parasite causes abnormal growth of branches. These branches, they end up with a cool name. We call them witch's broom. Over time, it comes to rob the host of the water and nutrients. Now, there are dwarf mistletoe plants. They lack leaves, and they grow on coniferous trees. Those are cone-bearing, so you might call them, maybe people just call them pine trees. It's funny that last week, my podcast show happened to be about seed dispersal. Well, this is not actually a new one for me. The mistletoe uses hydrostatic pressure to shoot the seeds from the parent plant. Some of the seeds can be shot up to 50 miles an hour, so they're going to go pretty far from mommy plant. And the seeds are sticky, so they, as a song by Aaron Schroeder, Stuck on You. See, there's many songs that go along with mistletoe now. Well, it really means something. So the seeds will stick onto a host plant somewhere, and that's where the new journey begins. Now, here's something really cool in ecology. The term association is an important one. Well, there is an association between three species of butterflies and mistletoe. They lay their eggs on the mistletoe, and the larvae actually eat the leaves of the mistletoe. So not the dwarf one, but all the other ones we were speaking about. Now let's get to the legend of kissing under the mistletoe, which began many years ago in England. But this was a serious kiss, because the legend says, after the kiss, you must propose marriage. Well, I guess over the years, the myth has been watered down a little bit. So feel free to get that kiss under the mistletoe. And by the way, you can purchase it at your plant nurseries, your garden centers. And as you guessed it, you can purchase it on Amazon. So a Merry Christmas to all, and the hopes for a great 2021. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.